The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. And yes, indeed, we are going to elevate your mind. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Danny Miles. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me and Carla Palmer. Hey, guys. I'm all jacked. Oh, your mic's something. Your controls are off. There you go. Hey, okay. Danny, how's your teeth? How's your mouth?
Pong.
Danny got two crowns yesterday, so.
Oh, that's what you guys were talking about.
He's royally financially screwed now.
I am the king.
I was going to say, which one hurts more, your pocketbook or your teeth?
Yeah, so what was the drive out cost, Danny? What was the bill? Just curious. Like $4,000?
Oh. No, I have insurance.
But insurance doesn't pay for much, does it?
Probably a couple hundred.
Yeah, nah, it was $800. If I did not have insurance, the crowns are a little over $1,300.
Yeah. Well, so, I have insurance too, but I have a $10,000 deductible in order to try to keep my prices low.
On your dental?
I don't even have dental. I can't even afford it.
You know, I'm pretty fortunate. We've got good health insurance. We got great optical, you know, and I mean, this year I spent so much money. Because my I met my deductible and out of pocket before the shoulder surgery. So that's why I'm getting everything done.
Yeah.
You know, the sleep study, the, colonoscopy, all that
stuff.
How was
that? How was the colonoscopy?
I haven't done that yet. But it's free because I met all my out of pocket. So all this stuff now that I do, there's no charge.
Hmm.
But
well, that's good. That's good.
No, but I spent so much money this year on, and I'm still paying for my shoulder. Because if I did not have insurance, my shoulder surgery would be $36,000 or $37,000.
Wow. Yep.
So, and out of pocket now, I paid, I think it's going to come to maybe $4,000 or $5,000.
Wow.
No, more than that. About $6,000.
Well, and that is why your health is so important. Like, seriously, even taking care of your teeth, but like Autumn Warren says, brushing your teeth with coconut oil, doing that coconut pulling and stuff. Yes. People think, oh, that's all BS. No, it's not. Well, I'm here to tell you, it is very real.
But you have to be patient.
Yes.
You have to be patient to do that because, as she said, she did it for 4 years when she had a cavity or an abscess or it wasn't an abscess, but it was like a cavity.
Well, it's all preventative though. So if you start now before you have a problem, won't have a problem.
Well, and floss.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh.
That's
yes.
the bottom line is floss. I know my mom only brushes her teeth, I think, morning, maybe at night, but she flosses every day and she's 83 years old and her teeth are straight and white and
some of it is genetics though, because it really is.
I guess
some of it is genetics
and where you live, because if you're in Europe you have screwed up teeth.
Well, and what you eat.
It seems like the English all have screwed
up teeth. I was going to bring that up, too. Yeah. I mean, people talk about how expensive it is to buy organic or just eat well.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It truly is. But it's not near as expensive as the bills will be.
And the time that you spend and the mental anguish over worrying about the bills or worrying about your health. And,
and the quality of life.
The quality of life,
absolutely. Well, think about it, too. All the people out there, all the families out there without health insurance, they do not, like, if I didn't have health insurance, I wouldn't have gotten this shoulder fixed.
Yeah.
So I'd be walking around for a year. Well, I was walking around for years with a bum shoulder, but, or even more serious, if you have a kid that has the sniffles, what is the family going to do? Well, we can't afford $400, $500 to get a shot, so, suck it up and let's hope it's not serious.
There are many children in America that have never been to a dentist. Seriously.
Or a dentist,
That haven't even been to a dentist. in America, which because is hard to believe.
Because the parents can't afford it.
Well, you know, eating well is important, and I want to say this. I got an email this morning from Nathan Runkle. He is the president and founder of Mercy for Animals. About a breaking investigation, Mercy for Animals has released disturbing new video taken at a government-run slaughterhouse in Mexico. It says to watch now and share. I couldn't watch it. If I watch one more abusive animal video, I really think you're going to have to check me into a mental hospital, and I'm not kidding. It's so brutal. It is so brutal, and I'm asking everyone out there to please just, you know, shut them down a little bit and help these animals that are being so viciously abused on every level. It is not good karma for the earth. It's not good karma for you. You know, eat a little less meat. And in this, you know, this meat society that we all live in, that we've gotten conditioned to, I think it's hard to do, but it's like a practice. Even if you only do it one day a week, you can be part of the solution. It's not just the earth. I mean, it's not just the animals that are being hurt. It's the earth that's being hurt. You know, Shayna Gallagher was on yesterday talking about, you know, this Mighty Earth movement, all the destruction from basically the feces and the urine and just the runoff from all these slaughterhouses and these animal factories, particularly Tyson. I'm looking for the shout out for the event for tonight. Do you have it, Lexi?
I'll find it here.
It's in my pile here.
It's a clean food forum. I'm not sure where exactly it is.
Okay, so it says this, a PSA. This is a PSA for Mighty Earth's Clean Food Forum. Whether you eat it or not, the meat industry affects our planet. Every year, 170,000 of the amount of pollution emitted to the Gulf during the 2010 BP oil spill disaster is dumped into our waterways as fertilizer pollution. And that's every single year, 170% of that amount. The production of livestock feed for America's meat animals may be the number one source of water pollution in the country. But here in Dallas, we have the power to organize as a community and clean up this industry. There is an event tonight called the Mighty Earth Clean Food Forum, and it starts at 7 o'clock. It is at the Meadows Conference Center at 2900 Live Oak Street, and all of us will be here from One Life Radio. The team is going. And you know, I was reading last night, I was rereading the book Outliers and the first chapter.
It's a good book.
It's such a good book. And it's just entertaining, and it's good, you know, sleepy reading. That's what I call it. But in the first chapter is a story about the community of Rosetta in Pennsylvania. Basically, they took all the people from Rosetta, Italy, moved little by little here to Pennsylvania in the late 1800s. And they have almost zero heart disease for anyone under the age of 65, which is unprecedented in the United States. I first read about it actually in Dr. Johnny Bowden's book, The Great Cholesterol Myth, before I read it in Outliers. But interestingly enough, the big message in that chapter is the most important thing that you can do for your health is to be part of a community. Mm-hmm. To be part of a community, and that means getting involved in your community, getting involved in your country. You know, John Kennedy just popped into my head. You know, the old ask not what you can do for what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Yeah. That goes for your community too. That goes for the animals that feed us. That goes for everything. And so I'm jumping off the soapbox. Can you guys want to say anything?
Well, yeah, I was going to say it a full circle. I mean, it's the circle of life with the animals and the plants and mm-hmm. everything. It's all communal. It's right there, local. Eat local.
Right.
Eat seasonally.
What's a soapbox? And why did they call it a soapbox?
So,
I don't know.
A soapbox was the box.
Oh, look at you.
Tell me what a soapbox is there, Normie.
Soapbox is like soap used to come in this like big wooden box, right? So a lot of these preachers or people that want to get up on the street corners and preach their message would flip it over so they would elevate a little bit.
Nice.
And they would start to get on their soapbox and talk about what they were passionate
about.
There you go.
You
always learn something.
I did not know that.
You do now.
I do now.
That is some weird, wild, wacky stuff.
Your father's a preacher, isn't he?
Well, he's an associate pastor.
Okay,
yeah.
And he's going to be on the show the day before
Thanksgiving. He's a preacher for hunting.
Well, we're going to talk about hunting, and we're going to talk about the importance of fathers teaching their sons and their daughters mm-hmm. as well how to fix things. And it's just going to be a good family show.
I could be wrong in this, but I just saw something recently, and I will research it. There is no age limit now in Wisconsin.
Really?
Age limit for what?
Hunting.
For hunting.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Now, you do have to go through...
That's scary.
Well, no, it isn't, because they do... You have to get hunters... They do take hunter safety courses.
Yeah.
I took that when I was... I want to say 13 or so.
Are you trying to get me started, Danny?
But no, what I'm saying is, seriously... just not, it's not like, you know, here's a industrial film from 1950 and then you get your certificate. No, you really do. It was like three classes of like 2 hours each.
Mm-hmm. Last
so
night.
It, you know.
Well, did you hear me? I don't know if you were in this studio or if you're in that one through the glass, but I actually watched the Parks and Recreation hunting episode last night where Ron got shot in the head, and it was hysterical, all of it, and the mentality of the hunter and the non-hunter. And but I have to say, you know, and I will talk about this with your dad. I think there is a cutoff. I think that the brain needs to develop fully develop before you get out there and start shooting at things, which I couldn't even do. You heard me. I couldn't shoot an animal to save my life. We'd both go down together because I wouldn't let him eat me, and I'm not eating him or her or whatever. But we'd have to starve to death together or eat bark or something. I don't know.
Right.
Unless somebody shot us because they don't want us to starve to death, right?
Wow, that just went downhill quick.
But I've got lots of ammunition for that show. Trust me on that. I've got. I did all the homework when your dad was on last time.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. We'll do it all with a great spirit. Yeah. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. Ryan Lowry, he's a PhD student at Concordia University, and he's brilliant and sweet. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for anxiety and to get some good sleep. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
With a snowball. I love snowball fights. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Growing up in upstate New York, I'm serious, like I know how to snowball fight. Like I will stop you in your tracks. So we were at Target yesterday, and Ryan Lowry's on the line. Join in with us. I saw these snowball fight, indoor snowballs, and of course I bought every single pack they had, which was six, and I think they were $3 a piece, but I'm going back to another Target because I want to get everyone on the floor, like, I don't know, maybe Christmas Eve or something, we have like this big snowball fight. I don't know if anybody loves snowball fights like I do. I'm hoping the people listening in Buffalo, when they hear the show, will say, oh yeah, Bernadette, because I love a good snowball fight. How about you, Ryan?
I love it. You know, I went into the store the other day, and they have these like snowball shooters now where you can like load them up with like 20 snowballs. I'm like, where was this when I was a kid? I was like, I need to get one of these.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not as much fun as like slinging your arm back and throwing your body into it. You should see my throw. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, I still got it. I just practiced. I threw like, there's 10 in a, we opened like four packs of them. I just threw like 10 in a row.
These are way too soft. These are way too soft.
They are way
They're
too soft.
They're not the same.
But it's fun. They need to have a. I do agree. They need to have a little bit more oomph to them. But because of the liability, I'm sure that they thought that out. They didn't want to put somebody's eye out. You know how that happens when in a good snowball fight, you can hit somebody in the face and really like mess them up. I almost swore just
really mess them up.
Oh my gosh. Well, Ryan, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. For those of you that are just maybe now joining us for the first time that don't know who you are, Ryan Lowry is a PhD student at Concordia University. He's published over 80 manuscripts, abstracts, and book chapters on human performance and sports nutrition. He also serves as the president of the Applied Science and Performance Institute in Tampa, Florida, and he's also the author of the book, co-author of the book, The Key Ketogenic Bible, and today we're talking about how sleep loss can affect Alzheimer's. So we've got this article. What does this article say about sleep loss and Alzheimer's?
Oh, yeah, and you know, I wish I would have got a better night's sleep last night.
Well, you know what?
After reading this.
You know what's crazy? Last night, I slept like a rock. I don't have any rhyme or reason to it, maybe other than I was just simply exhausted, but this is very rare. My daughter had to wake me up this morning. She's like, Mom, you need to wake up. And normally, the minute the sun comes up, I'm up at like, you know, whatever time. Like right now, the sun's coming up at what, like 6 o'clock, 6 a.m.? Pretty darn early here in Central,
yeah,
Central Standard Time.
It's 7 with the time change.
We're the break of, oh, yes.
It's about 7:15, 7:12.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I get kind of right on.
Well,
the
look at you. Okay. All right. Well, so I guess I'm sleeping longer than I thought, or I'm getting up later than I thought. Okay. So, but let's talk about this, because this is so critical with the increasing numbers, the statistics here in America with Alzheimer's just like, you know, being off the charts and at a very early age. I mean, this is starting with some people in their 60s now. Seriously, how does sleep loss affect Alzheimer's?
Right. Absolutely. So, one of the things with Alzheimer's, and a lot of people probably have heard this, and it isn't really just with just Alzheimer's. It's a lot of neurodegenerative diseases, is that there's buildup of these things called tau proteins. And these tau proteins build up, and over time, if they're not cleared, effectively, they form these plaques. And these plaques kind of, they block. It's kind of like what we think of with heart attacks,
mm-hmm.
Where you have some blockage in an artery. Well, think about these tau proteins forming a plaque in our brain where neurons aren't able to send signals anymore, and we start to see these neurodegenerative diseases. And so a lack of sleep increases the buildup of these proteins and causes a lot of the formation of these plaques, so to speak, in the brain that are causing this to happen a lot earlier because we're not sleeping well. And a lot of that can be contributed to a multitude of different things, but our phones being next to our bed being one of the biggest culprits of it is people just aren't sleeping like they should be.
Well, I think we've moved too fast in this country. I think everything's become at such a fast rate. I know I feel it. I really, really feel it. And I don't like it. I think it's pushing us all too fast where we feel like we have to drink more coffee to keep up. And I know for me personally, I talk about it all the time. I'm very candid about it. You know, I have my two or three cups of coffee in the morning and then I have my two or three glasses of red wine at night. And I'm trying to cut back on both. And I did cut back on both yesterday, which is, I just said, you know, I slept better. And so there's definitely a connection because maybe you can give us a scientific explanation here of what happens to the human body when you're in a full REM sleep. That's when the body and the brain repair itself, correct?
Absolutely. Your body's going into full recovery mode at that point, and you're clearing out those proteins. You're allowing your body to recover if you worked out that day, or even if you just had a stressful day, you're helping regulate certain hormones that allow, you're optimizing certain hormones that allow you full recovery. And mm-hmm. if we're not getting that type of sleep and or the duration that's needed to get that full recovery, it's just it's a downhill spiral.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I'm thinking about this too, and I'm sure you'll agree with this. You know, Alzheimer's is also connected to high carbohydrate diets, right? They're not, the brain isn't getting the fat that it needs.
Well, here's the problem with, or the challenge with Alzheimer's is that beyond just the buildup of tau proteins, people with Alzheimer's are what we refer to as type 3 diabetics. In essence, their brain can't take up and utilize glucose that well. So not only are you having a buildup of proteins, but you're not supplying your brain any fuel source that it can really utilize. And so that's why a ton of carbohydrates fluctuating in over years and years and years and years you're not able to use that fuel source, so you need to provide it with something else.
Mm-hmm. What about oxygen supply to the brain when you're sleeping? Does that increase as well, and is that connected somehow, or lack of exercise to the increase in Alzheimer's?
It definitely could be, and I think it kind of comes back to, like, people, I know a lot of people, friends and colleagues and even family members who have, like, sleep apnea, and you see what happens in those individuals. They tend to have earlier deaths than people who don't have sleep apnea, even if they're sleeping the same duration. And part of that is quality of sleep, but also part of that could be oxygen that they're taking in because they're not getting in an efficient amount of oxygen during their sleep. So having those complications could definitely be a result of attributing to them not sleeping well and complications later on.
Well, and I have to tell you another personal story here. A couple of days ago, I didn't sleep well because I was so thirsty. I hadn't drank enough water throughout the day, and I found myself waking up being really, really thirsty, and I didn't get up and go get water because I didn't want to wake up Pretzel. That's my dog that barks really loud and wake up I didn't want to wake up my little daughter, so I just kind of laid in bed and went with it. Went to the sink and got a little sip of water. Normally, I would go into the kitchen where the filtered water is, but being well hydrated affects your sleep, does it not?
Absolutely. And I think there's balancing the factor of being well hydrated is important for everything. The challenge that most people face, and I used to face this problem in college being an athlete, is I used to try and always drink a ton of water before bed, and then I'd wake up in the middle of the night.
Go
just
pee.
Like you said, I'd wake up and I'd have to go pee, and I'm right. and that disrupts your sleep too. So
right.
It's finding that balance of staying hydrated, but not necessarily drinking a ton of water.
Well, and I've heard, I actually had a customer at Adrift one time told me that we should talk on the air about men's incontinence, that a lot of men get up two or three times a night because they have to pee a lot because of their prostate issues. But good health is, it's all related. So how can we correct our bad sleep patterns, Ryan?
You know, one of the things I always tell people is this. You need to create an environment during your sleep. You need to create an environment before your sleep to get you ready for bed, and then also it's kind of like prepping for an event. Like it really is that your sleep should be looked at as an event. You need to prep for it, and then the environment needs to be right. So prepping for the event is I use like blue light blocking glasses, but if you don't have those, you don't need to use them. Just don't have a ton of artificial blue light like an hour or 2 hours before you're going to bed. Meaning don't sit right in front of the TV and then go, all right, well, now it's time for bed. Well, you've just been exposed to a ton of blue light. It's going to take you a long time to fall asleep. And even if you do fall asleep, the quality is going to be impaired.
Yeah.
And then the environment that you create, sleeping in cold weather sleeping in a colder environment seems to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Blackout, curtains, and things like that. Like keeping your room pitch dark is extremely important. So that way you can fully secrete melatonin, which we've all heard of, and make sure you're getting that high-quality REM deep sleep that we're looking for.
Yeah, it's funny with you writing the Ketogenic Bible. There's so much about keto now. I actually went this morning. I thought about you. I got Daniel a loaf of keto bread because he's a keto head too. That's what I call call you guys now. You're all a bunch of keto heads. And I bought a keto pumpkin pie at I got it at Unrefined Bakery here in Dallas. There's several locations, but I'm reading from the most recent Paleo magazine. It isn't out on newsstands yet. I got a copy ahead of time, but it talks about, Mark Sisson is on the cover talking about the 8 most common keto mistakes and how to avoid them. But it says keto is king right now, especially in the ancestral health community, as people continue to pursue the highest levels of fat adaptation, fasting, and ketone burning benefits. And I the keto thing is really becoming something. And the reason I bring it up is because the brain is very much affected, as I said earlier, by how much fat we have in our body. The brain needs fat. We've been lied to. We've been tricked. And there's a lot of sick people in the country. So, and I wasn't expecting to run out of time. I wasn't watching the clock. I was just enjoying the conversation. I'm going to give you a second. What do you want to say, Ryan?
No, I agree 100%. We see that people who are in ketosis tend to sleep better. So there's definitely some attributes that can be applied to as well. Getting high-quality sleep really matters.
Yeah, and I'm reading here that there are some experimental drugs that offer hope. No slam dunk for Alzheimer's. I disagree. I think that it can be corrected by diet and exercise and brain training. Would you agree?
Definitely. Some promise there.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk some more about it. Thank you so much today for jumping on the air with us, Ryan Lowry. You can find him. Thanks, Ryan, at on Twitter, at RyanLowry14. That's at RyanLowry14. We are listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at PaleoMagazineOnline.com. That's PaleoMagazineOnline.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Danny Miles, Carla Palmer, and Daniel Tagg. You know what? You can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia and listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. I just want to give a shout out first to Paleo Magazine. I just got my new issue. It's not on newsstands yet. And it's nice to see our beautiful ad that we work so hard on for One Life Radio, trying to change the world along with Paleo Magazine and get everyone healthy. And you know what? I'm just going to read their mission statement here because I just love the magazine so much. Okay. And where is
it? It's such a beautiful magazine, too.
It is a beautiful. It's very well done. It's very well done, whoever's not doing the art for them. And so, see, like right out of the gate, they talk about recycle. When you're finished with it, this magazine, please recycle, or better yet, pass it on.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? I mean, you know, because it's not all about the money, you know, for that, because that, if you pass it on, then they're not going to sell another one. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they had me at no big ag and no big pharma.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to find. I know. Where is it? I don't see it here in this. Anyway, it's in a different place, but they don't buy into all the big agriculture and the big pharma and all that. And so this magazine has, I'll just give you some of the top stories coming up so you can purchase a copy of it. First of all, it's got amazing recipes in it, which we're going to talk a little bit about keto here after this segment, about keto cooking and keto recipes that Daniel's going to share with us. But on the cover is the astounding health benefits of hemp and Right now, I'm not sure I can say it because there's a lot of things going on. Okay. We'll just say hemp extract. How about that? Okay. And then keto, Mark Sisson's top 8 to 8 tips, the food, rosemary beef stuffed acorn squash, chimichurri shrimp and pancetta deviled eggs, and plus 20 more recipes. But it's more than that. There's just so many good articles in here. Paleo is a plant-based diet. And of course, let's see, Beekeepers Naturals, healthy products from the hive. Just really good stuff. Oh, here's the sweet potato blender brownies. Have you seen that? Okay.
I have not seen that one.
We're going to have to talk about this one. Okay. This might even be keto. It looks like it could possibly be keto as well as paleo. But, you know, all these companies like Charlotte's Web and Squatty Potty, Paleo Magazine, Sun Warrior, you know, Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company, and they really, truly are dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. And I buy them for myself and my family, and I encourage you to as well. So today with Daniel Tagg, he is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics and biomechanics of resistance training. He's a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in 3 different martial arts systems and was a wildland firefighter. We're continuing our conversation about powerlifting for all you guys out there that want to get real big.
Yeah. And that's women. Really,
and women. But women, I don't want to get big.
No,
I just want to get lean. And I used to have the most amazing arms last about 2 years ago.
That's the biggest misnomer, isn't it? I don't want to lift weights, or I don't even want to lift heavy because I'm going to get too big, as women, right?
Yes. That is a complete myth. It's like you can lift heavy, you can lift all these power lifts as a woman, you're not going to get huge. It takes volume, strength, and getting hypertrophy or muscle size are 2 different things.
Well, and again,
steroids always help.
But I think genetics, I think some people, their genetics allow them to be more muscular than others.
There's a very slight population of women where if they do any kind of weight, they will gain a little bit of lean muscle mass, maybe more than they want, if they already kind of have that blockier build.
Mm-hmm.
But most women are not going to do it. And even them, they're not going to get huge. It's just they're going to put on a little muscle, which is actually a good thing.
Well, it's like men. You see that? You see this in the gym. You see, you know, and we talk about it. You know, they're top heavy. They have skinny calves and they have skinny legs, and they won't work their legs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they could build their legs a little bit. But especially the calves. Correct me if I'm wrong, Daniel. You got what God gave you.
For the most part, you can develop them a little bit, but yes, a lot of even the bodybuilders get calf implants and stuff, because no matter what, even if you're taking steroids, it's really hard to develop your calves. It's the most predetermined genetic body part as far as muscles go.
Yeah. I shouldn't judge, but I just think that's a little wild.
Calf implants?
Yeah.
Totally.
But I mean, if that's your profession and you've really worked really hard and done everything else, I mean, I think
you need calves to win.
I think it's a little bit more or less ridiculous than like butt implants for women that just want bigger butts.
You know, somebody asked me if I had butt implants last week. I swear to you. I said, no, that's just good old butt right there.
You know, I never heard of that until like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. I was like, what? Body implants? What?
But you know, I'm not going to judge because I have breast implants, okay? Yeah. So, but I have a really good story to back it up. I really do. Like, I lost all my breast tissue and I didn't have a lot to begin with. And when I was pregnant with my first baby, my boobs got real big and I was like, oh my God, I love my breasts. They were just voluptuous and I wanted them back. And so, but then to make matters worse, when I breastfed, I got mastitis and I got a staph infection on the outside. And so the mastitis just took away, destroyed any breast tissue that I had. And so I really felt like a boy. And so I went and I got breast implants.
Right.
So I'm in no position to judge. If there's something about your body that really bothers you to the point where you feel like you can't function because of it, and you know, then do it if it makes you happy. No judging here.
Yeah, just know the health risks.
So if you want to build size, is it... I mean, can you build size with high reps, lower weight, or does it have to be heavy weight, low reps?
No, you can definitely build size with high weights, less reps, but there does need to be an overloading component to challenge your muscles a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do enough repetitions, that little 10-pound weight or whatever is going to be recruiting a lot more muscles or motor units, which is kind of just muscle fibers, towards the end of that. Then a heavy set would be at the first, you know, few reps if it was just a moderate weight. So, yeah.
I don't know a lot about the difference between like just powerlifting and Olympic powerlifting.
So that's the thing is like Olympic lifts is what we talked about last week where you're doing more of the power clean, the clean and jerk, the snatch where you do it, you pick it up all from the ground all the way over your head in one movement. Powerlifting.
That seems like that could be very dangerous for your back.
It could be very dangerous for your back. It could be very dangerous for your shoulder if you don't have the range there. There's been a lot of people that have actually, well, not a lot of people, but there's been a few people that have dropped it and severed their spines.
Why do they even do it? Who started it and why haven't they stopped it? It seems like it's a very dangerous move.
You know, that's a very good question.
The Greeks started it with rocks.
You know, it's
an Olympic sport.
Danny may be right because the Greeks were the
first
ones that started doing a lot of these things.
You know about the soapbox. Yeah. He knows about the rocks.
Right.
But, you know, and you do see some really awful injuries, you know, on YouTube and stuff like mm-hmm. that from it's you know, where you just their shoulder or their elbow gets dislocated
yes.
or their knee just, you know, mm-hmm. folds over.
You need to have the range of motion first because otherwise you're going to be compensating and putting a lot more stress on certain body parts. And like in Olympics, you do it as that is your lift. You are well rested. You are ready. But you're also pushing the extreme. Now, in some of these other things where you push a lot harder and they have these Olympic lifts in their programming and they put that lift at the end, I think that is negligence. If
really?
They put the snatch at the very end of a fatiguing workout of doing two or three workouts a day, and everyone knows what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say the name.
Say
but
it.
CrossFit.
Okay? Ah, okay.
So I think CrossFit has a lot of benefits. I really do. And I'm not bad mouthing CrossFit as an organization. But when they put a snatch at the end of a workout and you're trying to get time and it's heavy weight and you've already done two, if not three workouts that day,
mm-hmm.
that is unnecessarily dangerous. If you put it at the beginning of the workout, I can see that. But when you're putting work, you know, snatches and stuff like that at the end, It's just you're asking for injury.
Well, I didn't even know what a snatch was.
Well, that leads to a question that I have for the
for the
ordinary Jane and Joe out there. Mm-hmm. When they go to the gym, what should they do first and what should they do last?
So you need to do more neurologically challenging things first. So a power clean, a snatch, a clean and jerk is very neurologically challenging because you're trying to sequence a whole bunch of different joint movements and being able to hold it and plant and do all that. So you need to warm up lightly and do those more neurologically challenging things at the beginning so you're not pre-fatigued and then something gives out and then that's when you get hurt. But the biggest thing is like that.
It seems very Neanderthal to me.
You know, it's a very athletic thing. It's very fun and it's very challenging and it takes athleticism, which makes you feel good. But those are all Olympic lifts, right? Power lifts. There's three main power lifts, which is the squat, the deadlift, and bench press. So you love doing two of these.
I do.
Right?
I love doing all three of them.
So these are things that are very good. It's just you have to know, okay. If you're doing it in competition, you have to hit certain ranges. If you're doing a squat, you have to go below 90. That is just the rules. If you're doing a chest press, you have to touch your chest, hold it there, and then come back up. If you're doing a deadlift, it has to come from the ground straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that having those rules straight across. But for the average person, if you're trying to do this for health benefits and you do not have the range of motion in your hips to be able to go down to 90 degrees, which very few people actually have that range without tucking from their lower back
mm-hmm.
or putting their weight on their toes, which I touched on briefly the other day about shear force and how that knee can kind of go over the shin bone,
right.
Okay, tibia and fibula over the femur, and that can cause shearing if the weight goes to the toe. Or if you tuck from the lower back, then you're putting a huge amount of weight on the lower vertebrae, and it is not built to go through a movement with that much weight. So it's know your depth and then modify it so that it's within your range. Same with the chest press. Don't have to hit the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Come down to where before your shoulders have to start to hunch up to your neck. That lets you know you either have to modify the form
right.
or it's too low for you.
Well, and you train Sean on Friday, right?
I do not this Friday. I'll be in Colorado.
Doggone it.
Sorry.
Okay. Because we'll have to do it next week's a holiday. Okay, we'll do it the following week. But we need to get it Facebook Live so our listeners can see all this.
Yep.
I think it would be great. It'd be great fun.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Nature gives us all of the vitamins and minerals we need, concentrated in the plant foods we eat. But our soils are depleted and more of us eat less of the organic plants that sustain life. It's time to turn back to nature for a solution. Sun Warrior vitamins are all natural and completely plant-based. Each capsule comes straight from the natural foods we're missing, packed with vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. All natural, energizing, plant-based vitamins and minerals. Vitamins for him, vitamins for her. Find them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Radio. This is Bernadette with Dan the Man, Lexi Brinkley, Daniel Tagg, and Carla Palmer. We're having too much fun. I knew these snowballs would be fun.
They are.
We're like beating the crap out of each other with these snowballs.
They need to be heavier, though. They need to be heavier.
Just a little bit heavier, just to, you know, because you want to smack somebody just a little bit.
And you go for the face.
Yeah.
She's like, and I want to heavier. So go to the face. I did hit her once in the face, just so everyone knows.
And he actually made my eye hurt.
Oh, no. Now I feel bad.
No, he didn't. No, okay. I'm sort of joking. Well, I think it hit my lashes, and it just kind of... Boinked him. No, it's good. It's all good.
Good.
It's good fun. None of us got hurt.
Yeah.
I'm going to go around to Target and I'm going to go buy up these snowballs because I want to have big old snowball fight. It is fun. And that's, you know what? Speaking of, you know, health, we talk about health on the show all the time here.
Do we really?
We don't have enough fun. Really? When's the last time you had fun other than the snowball fight just now?
I have fun every day in different ways. Not like the giggly fun we just are having here.
Yeah.
That, I don't have that much.
And none of it.
I had fun this morning.
You did? What did you do, Danny? Did you have makeup? Or not makeup, but what do you call it?
Wow.
Not makeup,
uh-oh,
sex. But what do you call that sex when you're sick?
When it's really good?
Convalescent.
What? Jeez, wow. You
know, conjugal?
It's all good.
You know what I'm saying? When somebody's sick.
No, I don't.
Sick, well, you went through.
Well, we have to fight in order to have makeup sex.
That's
so
right. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant to say. Okay, so when somebody's sick and you have sex to make them feel better. You know?
I really don't.
You know what
I don't
about?
Know what
I'm really trying.
Forget about it. Just forget I even said it.
Is that a new remedy for the cold and flu season?
Yes, I think it is, actually. Actually, it is, Danny.
Exchange bodily fluids the other person could get sick with you?
No. Well, you're already sharing each other's gut microbiome anyway. Did you not know that?
If you're
making out with someone, you have the same gut. And if you're having sex with them, you guys have the same gut microbiome.
Interesting.
But seriously,
I am putting you on the spot
because there is a science behind sex is very healing for the body, the soul, the mind. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
especially if you really love the person.
Yeah. No, I recently read an article, but I can't give you all the science behind it. But it actually, it does. It increases so many things. But I don't know. I don't even know where to start, but because I don't know the science behind it. But I did read it, and it was.
They should make that as an Olympic sport.
I don't even need an article to read. I mean, don't you just know that it's good for you? I mean, don't you just know?
You know, Lexi's being a little too quiet today. Would everyone agree?
I would agree.
And so
I'm working hard. What can I say?
She's over there. She is. She does have a lot of work to do. I'm constantly throwing.
And I was looking up the healing powers of sex.
Oh, were you? Okay. So what did you find?
What'd you find?
Okay. Let me see. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
I'm reading.
Recipes? Yes, we're going to talk about recipes.
Sex is so much more
ketogenic and sex, right?
Right.
The ketogenic diet and sex.
It is bring the recipes in the bedroom.
You have more endurance while on the ketogenic diet, so that could benefit you.
You have more endurance? Yes. Well, that could benefit you.
Seriously, though, let's talk about that real quickly because the old school of thought was you need carbs, you need that pasta, you need that to get the energy for people who, you know, used to run or cycle or whatever athletic performance you're going to do. But that's not necessarily the case now, is it?
No, not especially for long endurance. We have more energy stores, way more energy stores from fat than we do of carbohydrates. But if you're doing more intense sport or more like a powerlifting or something like that, then it probably would be better to carb up a little bit more because you can get a little bit more burst of energy from the carbs.
Okay, because one of the famous people in this world, athletes, is LeBron James, and he was on the ketogenic diet for what, 2 seasons or 2 years?
Yeah, and I don't know if he was legitly on it. Like, I would like to see the testing of whether he's in actual ketosis or not. But, you know, athletes, a lot of them probably tend to be a little bit more there because they're utilizing so many calories anyways. They're burning through their carbohydrate storage. And they could be producing more ketones than the average person just because of that, while eating a high-carb diet even.
Well, you know, there's so many good recipes all over the place, but especially in Paleo Magazine, and they're paleo and keto. And a lot of the paleo recipes you can turn into keto.
Oh, easily.
Because they're very similar. They're very, very similar. Like these pesto bruschetta bites, okay? Mm-hmm. So that would be a little harder to do, but not really, because it's saying that it says to use the Otto's Natural Cassava flour.
Cassava, yeah.
Is that accepted on the...
I mean, I think that's a sweetener, isn't it?
I
don't know. I've never had it. So
the cassava
flour.
Let's see. Italian seasoning, sea salt, black pepper, olive oil, cherry tomatoes, garlic, thinly sliced basil, balsamic vinegar, prepared pesto. No, everything on here, except the only thing I'm questioning is the cassava flour for paleo, it's awesome.
But as long as the ratios are higher in fats, you can still have carbs.
A little bit.
Yeah, so that sounds like a keto recipe to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people like arugula pear salad with toasted walnut dressing, yum. Mm-hmm. I mean, and because those are all things that there's nothing here you can't have.
Right.
And stay in ketosis.
Yep.
Honeyed green beans and bacon. My case, leave the bacon off and just have the green beans. It says 2 cloves of garlic and a tablespoon of raw honey and a whole bunch of a pound of green beans.
Pretty dense. I would have to look at the caloric intake of how many carbs for the honey, but depending on what else you're having with the meal too, it could be fine.
Okay, I didn't even see this. You definitely listen to this: cauliflower stuffing.
Ooh,
man!
So let's talk about that. That's that's paleo and keto.
That is.
So 5 tablespoons, and this is in the Paleo Magazine that's coming out here. I think next week is when it'll be on newsstands. 5 tablespoons of coconut oil, butter or ghee, a medium-sized yellow onion, 3 medium carrots, 2 medium stalks of celery diced, 2 medium heads of cauliflower, chopped white button mushrooms, fresh parsley. Fresh rosemary, garlic, sage, chicken broth. That's keto.
Yeah, the carrots can be relatively high in sugar, but if you, I don't like carrots in the recipes anyway, so I take those out.
You take the keto. Yeah.
I like carrots just raw when I want to eat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty keto.
That's pretty keto.
Yeah. And this one, the unruled.me, this is my favorite holiday season one. It's for eggnog. Right?
Ooh, okay.
So it's two cups of heavy cream.
And we'll put this in our newsletter.
Okay. I'll send it to Lexi.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's 2 cups of heavy cream, and you need to go with the organic kind that has no carbs in it. 1 cup of coconut milk. I like to use almond milk. That's just my preference. 4 eggs, 3 to 4 tablespoons of, it says Splenda, which you don't want to use Splenda. I would say Stevia is what you're going to wet. It also says sweetener of your choice. 7.5 ounces rum. I hate alcohol in that, so I take out the rum. Yuck.
What?
Yeah, it ruins rum ruins eggnog.
You
for
can
me.
Give it to Bern.
Yeah, there you go.
And no, then, actually, I ordered a glass of Prosecco yesterday and decided I didn't want it and walked away from it.
Wow, that's a big. Because
that's why you slept better last night.
That is why. I'm like, I've got to stop this. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not going to cure anything.
No.
It's only going to make it worse. And anything too much of anything is not good.
True. Very good.
So continue on.
So 1 tablespoon vanilla, 2 tablespoons cinnamon, and 1 tablespoon allspice. And you just mix that up, and I use the NutriBullet to mix mine up just because it's super easy. And you throw it in the fridge, and then it's awesome. It's good to go.
Yum.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the other, like, easy, like the bombs, the fat bombs?
Oh, the fat bombs are awesome. So my recipe that you can tweak a million different ways if you take this base, you do 4 tablespoons of coconut oil, 4 tablespoons of butter, 4 tablespoons of peanut butter or almond butter or macadamia butter or whatever butter you want, and then 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder. And I put just a couple drops of stevia because I like my things sweeter. And you blend it all up, put it into an ice tray container, throw it in the freezer for 30 minutes, and then I take them out and put them in like a sealable bag or something for, I know I shouldn't be using the bags. I could see it coming.
You can see it in my eyes.
Yes, I could see it coming.
The plastic.
But put it in whatever container, safe container, glass container for the refrigerator, and a freezer, excuse me. And then those are bite-sized chocolatey goodness. And then you can also substitute, if you want more of a strawberry one, is take out the cocoa powder, put in a couple strawberries, and go from there. Another one, really quick, 5-minute egg drop soup. 2 eggs, a cup and a half of
bone broth?
Bone broth, yes.
No pressure.
And then a little bit of salt and a tablespoon of bacon grease. Fry it all up. It
nicely
takes 5 minutes.
Humanely raised, sustainable bacon.
Yes,
bacon,
exactly.
Yes, yes. Humanely raised, I might add. Please, for the love of God.
Yep.
Can we get it? Can we stop?
Sorry.
Stop abusing animals. Oh, my goodness. All right, everyone. You know what? I loved doing the show today. Yes. I had so much fun with my snowballs. Thank you so much for listening. And I want to send everyone to paleomagazine.com for all these recipes. Or actually pick up a copy and hold it in your hand. The power of actually reading and holding something is amazing. And there's science to back it up. Everyone, you know what? You get one body. You get one mind. And you get one life. Get out there today. Embrace the struggle. And make the most of it.